The late afternoon, early evening of May 31st proved to be deadly in Canadian County. People were killed by the EF5 tornado that tore through parts of southern and eastern Canadian County. Along the way, a lot of wheat fields saw substantial amounts of debris fall into them. Wheat fields that are now ripe and ready to be harvested. Only problem is a combine simply cannot get in those fields safely, and that's where Levi Clifton and other farm wives have come together, forming the Field of Teams, an effort to bring volunteers into these wheat fields, clean the debris out, and get them ready where they can be harvested by the combines. Had the opportunity to visit with Levi on U.S. 81 south of El Reno, north of Union City in a wheat field as she was helping volunteers go through the process of cleaning it out.
The day after the storm, you know, I was in Minco. My husband was out in the farm and he said, don't come home. And that's the one that came over us. And we were missed, thankfully. But we came in the next day to Union City and all I went through, of course, was wheat fields. And all I could think of is they're ready for harvest. Where's the workers? And that's just all I thought. That's all I could think about. So the first farmer I went to and I asked, who do you have to do your fields? I mean, we need to get your fields picked up because, you know, harvest is right here. And they said, Honestly, we didn't even think about that. So I just said, well, I'm going to get people to help pick the fields. And goes, that would be great. Because they said one section when you get it hit, like the 2 years ago they got hit, one section. But they have 4 and 5 sections. And so I just said, well, we can't not do this. And so they said they're still pulling stuff out from 2 tornadoes ago. And I, again, said, we just can't do that. Farming is, this is important. This is their paycheck.
Literally. You're filling up bucket after bucket of stuff.
Bucket after bucket. We're finding big bolts. We're finding juicer caps. We're finding car filters. We're finding the holders of flat screen TV, wall mounts, wire, barbed wire, of course, everything. And, yeah, buckets and buckets. And then we make piles, the big stuff we can't move.
And we're talking what? Several thousand acres at the very least.
Right now, as you can see, we're working on literally a quarter section, which is 160, and a whole section is going to be 640. And I've got, I counted 18 whole sections that have been affected. So you do the math. It's crazy. And that's why I said, and I asked each of our farmers here, I said, thank you. I thank them for letting us do it because farmers are pretty resilient pretty much. But this time they said, we're not going to turn down the help. And nobody in the history of any disaster in the rural areas, nobody has ever said, hey, we have teams. We have teams that come to your fields. And they're just flabbergasted. And I'm humbled to be able to do that. Then let us.
This is the first time this has ever been organized like this, right?
Yes. And I called it Field of Teams because it's teams out in the field. And then somebody said, oh, it's like Field of Dreams. I'm like, well, that's not why I did it. But teams is teams evacuating all metals and stuff.
Levi Clifton from Cogar, Oklahoma. Teams evacuating all metals and stuff. That was her idea that she's come together with some other folks on, and they are coordinating efforts to pull all that junk out of the wheat fields that were hit hard by the May 31st killer tornado. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.